I am Daniel Levy.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Bonattoni, and welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. Oh, chefy, fabulous, chefy, fabulous. As they said, another day, another dollar.
Yes, true.
It's true, right? I hope our podcast will earn dollar soon, right?
We're
crossing our fingers, people there.
At least we got three laughing here.
Yes. You know, people, we are, Chef and I are dedicated doing this. Even we are not yet earning money because cooking is our passion. We want to share to the world that in our legacy to make our generation to come to have, you know, a reference. As a reference, yeah?
Absolutely.
As Italian cuisine, because we, as Chef and I, are specializing in Italian cuisine, just like our book, right, Chef?
Yes. There we go. I got here to show everybody. Here we go.
Yes. Food 101. And people or company want to add to be sponsor our podcast, we are open for that. Chef Alessandro are open for any sponsor. You know why, people? Because we got our 1 million downloads last year. And of course, we are what is our rank on Listen Notes? We have a listen score of 40 and belong to 1.5 popular show globally. So if you are interested out there, people listening to us, we are accepting for a sponsorship. For sure, the company going to sponsor us, Chefy, they will become famous too, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
We can show them.
Definitely. So, Chefy, let's promote our official website.
Yes.
Because we work so hard for this, people. So, please do visit our official website, www.food101.ca. It's a website where you will empower to become an excellent cook, chef, or executive chef, or whatever your position in the kitchen. Yes, right now we do posted the beef consomme. How to make beef consomme, people? It's so easy. Just go to our website and learn how to make a beef consomme. Last we posted the 5 varieties of consomme. See?
Mm-hmm.
So we are inviting you to please do visit our official website. And of course, Chefy, let's promote our book.
Absolutely. Look at that. It's a beautiful book, everybody.
Yes.
You can find everything inside there. You know, well, all the simple, you know, easy to make recipe with the history of the food, the recipe. You know, but it's simple, you know. It's when you open, you know, you're just going to find, okay, all the appetizer, or all the pasta, or all the main. No, you're going to have a mix of everything, you know, so you don't get bored because, you know, you find, oh, look at that, there is pasta. Oh, look at that, there is a dessert now. So that's the good thing about that, you know, that's keep you looking, you know, look where you're going with that. But then there is a classic recipe that you can make at home, of course. Simple, you know, and that's what we want to keep it with. We want to show it, we want to give it to people, you know that we make a simple recipe because they have to enjoy the cooking when they cook at home. They have to enjoy it. They don't have to get stressed out of what we're going to cook today. And just, okay, let's go. Page number 17 or page number 19. There we go. Simple like that. No, it's easy. You know, it's things that you can find all over, you know, all in on the store, you know, easy. And then, of course, so what we try to tell you always, you know, create your own at the end, you know. You don't have to follow completely the recipe. As a chef, you know, I look all over. You know, I look many different recipe, and then after transform whatever I like it, you know. And be honest with you, sometimes it's good, sometimes not, but you know. Well, we learn with our mistakes, so that's why. That's important thing. That's this book is teach you, you know, the simple thing. You know, no, it's no crazy. So it's no boring. It's nice.
Yes, yes. People, we are inviting you to grab a copy of our Food 101 Volume 12 Italian Cuisine, because we make it simple but delicious.
Cool.
So, Chefy, last week we shout out our listeners according to our daily ranks. Today we're going to shout out our listeners according to our ranking tops in the last 30 days.
Fantastic.
So, Chefy, what was the number one countries listening
okay,
to us?
Okay, so we have Canada, number three. Wow. Kyrgyzstan, we got number 10, Jordan, 19, Nigeria, 22, Malta, 37, Singapore, 45, Luxembourg, 68, Finland, 144, Czech Republic, 195. And I read without glasses again.
Yeah.
I'm getting better.
Good job, Chefy. You have a lot of vitamin A now. You're eating a lot of carrots. You're eating a lot of carrots, Chefy. So,
yes.
Chef and I are so grateful for supporting this podcast, because this podcast is created to empower food.
Eggplant Parmigiana di Melanzane. So there is a different way to make it, you know, and so I'm going to give you a couple ways to make it. So the way that my mom teach me how to make it, and some other recipe that I learned in the time. And then there is the book anyway that they tell you a simple way to make it. So I'm going to start with a simple way to make it that we have on the book, because that's what we read down the book. So what you need is eggplant, of course. Salt, flour, egg, beaten eggs, breadcrumbs, olive oil, the tomato sauce, fresh basil, Parmesan cheese, and shredded mozzarella cheese. So this one, it's a different way to make it. So anyway, but you cut your eggplant like, you know, 1/4 inch thick, and put the salt. Then you put dust in the flour. Then you pass in the eggs. Then you pass in the breadcrumb. And then you fry the eggplant. You deep fry. And then you cool down. Then after that, you prepare your tomato sauce. You put on the tray, and you setting up all the slice of eggplant, deep fried eggplant. And then again, you do again more tomato sauce. You put the Parmesan cheese. You put the mozzarella cheese. And again, mozzarella. Up to whatever you like. How tall you want to do it. And then you bake. You bake at 350, 175 Celsius for 25 to 30 minutes. Then let it stay, let it take it out to make it cool down a bit, and then you can cut it like almost like a lasagna. Same way. Now that's one way how to make it. Then there is another way, maybe a little bit simpler than that. So you don't have to use a beaten eggs, you don't have to use the breadcrumbs. You just cut your eggplant, you deep fry your eggplant in even vegetable oil or olive oil. Then after that, you dry up the eggplant, and then you do the same thing with the tomato, mozzarella cheese, and parmesan, but without the bread. Some people like breaded the eggplant. Some people like without. Like my family, like without. They like to eat only the eggplant. But other friends of mine, they like to have with the bread, they like the nice and thick taste, very a little bit heavier. But I like both ways, because I always love eggplant parmesan. So for me, breaded or even simple, you know, without bread, is fine, no problem. In some other people, they don't put the mozzarella, they just put parmigiano reggiano. That's it. Some other put pecorino. Mm. and they put only, you know, lots of basil and nice fresh tomato sauce, but a little bit thick tomato sauce. So there's so many different ways wherever you go in Italy. You know, it's all depend which one you like and which one you want to do it. Of course, on the book, we can put all the recipe. Otherwise, it's going to be a book like this. You know, Daniel's going to keep and print and printing and then they can finish. But yes. No, but, you know, keep it simple and one recipe, the one of popular recipe. And but then after that, it's up to you if you like or not, and then you can change. That's what we're here for. So if you want to ask a question, you can always contact us, you know, and we can discuss and tell you, you know, different way to make it. What do you think, Daniel?
Yes. Yes, people, we're inviting you again to participate in our discussion and tell us what you want to know or what your suggestion that we're going to talk about, a topic that you want to know, because Chef and I are open for that. And yes, as we said, Parmigiana, we already talk about on our second season and third mm-hmm. season, but we always talk about it because the more you talk about it, you will be familiarized and it's easy for you to do. And Parmigiana is one of the trademark of Italian cuisine.
It's yes, something absolutely.
Something they are proud of because they are really authentic Italian recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Chefy? So in your place, Chefy, in Rome, how do you do Parmigiana? Because it varies from region to region, right?
You see, but my mama always make without bread. So without bread in the eggplant. She like always keep it simple, you know, and light to no heavy as a kind of a baked eggplant. And I grew up with that version. But when I start to work, I start to try different version too. So who does put the bread, who bread the eggplant, who doesn't put the mozzarella cheese, but put Asiago cheese. Some people put only Parmigiano Reggiano. Some people put only pecorino. So that's why I say, you know, there is so many different ways. You just got to find the one that you really like at the end. And you can put the cheese that you like. Hey, why not? Why don't change the cheese when you want to try at home? Why not? Hey, you can try once. Why you don't use cheddar? Why not? It's going to match good with the tomato sauce anyway. You know, when you put cheddar cheese in between the eggplant, it's going to be very nice. So yes, there is different way. Why don't make with the zucchini instead to use if somebody don't like the eggplant? Why we don't change with the zucchini? Why we don't change with the squash? Why not? You know. So there is a different way. That's the basic, but then it's up to you how you wanna create your own after. That's what I like to do at work, especially with the new cook that come over and, you know, they want to learn something. You know, yeah, I always say, you know, you learn the basic. That's the most important thing. After that, it's up to you where you want to go, which way you want to go, and what you want to show to the other people.
Yes. So, Chefy, if, let's say, there's a beginner in the kitchen, what is your tips in doing Parmigiana?
How to make the Parmigiana or how to...
Yes, tips that something if you are a first timer to do, what are the tips?
Well, when if I'm teaching somebody, you know, I'll try always to teach the way that the company wants to do it. So if, for example, now I work in one place and they ask me to do they ask me to bread the eggplant, we're going to bread the eggplant. But, you know, when I'm talking and teaching the way the company wants it, I'm going to teach even, you know, there is different way how to make it. So I'm explaining a different way how to make it. So the person, the new student, the new cook, you know, is going to learn not just to make one way, but even the knowledge of the other thing, other way to do it. So that's, I think that's very important for, you know, for the new cook in line. To learn different recipes, not just the same, the same one. The basics is going to be very important. The basic, you got to know the basic of the Italian cuisine. Once after you get that, then after it's up to you how to navigate, you know, in the ocean, you know. The
yes, it's up to you to experiment.
It's like, for example, you know, the eggplant parmigiana is the vegetarian version of the chicken parmigiana. That's what I say over there on the website, no? Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably, yeah, because in North America, they make chicken parmigiana, you know, and the chicken parmigiana is the same thing, you bread it, you know, and then you put in the tomato sauce and the mozzarella cheese and parmigiana. There we go. So, yeah.
Chicken version.
It's the vegetarian version of the chicken parmigiana.
Yes, people, is the other version of parmigiana.
If you think about it, you know, if you are vegetarian, you know, you want a dish like that, like you want a veal parmigiana or you want a chicken parmigiana, why eventually you can make the eggplant, one big slice of eggplant, you know, they fry like a chicken parmigiana, and then you put your tomatoes over on top and you put the mozzarella cheese. Here we go. And you got your vegetarian version of chicken parmigiana, veal parmigiana.
Oh, yeah, there's also veal parmigiana, right, Chefy?
Yes.
Veal and chicken. They are now
veal and chicken.
Available in Canada. Do you have like that in Italy?
No.
No. It's the version. It's no, the version. It's a
sorry, you don't have. You know, you can have a pizzaiola, yes, you know, veal pizzaiola, but no.
But
this is, I think it's more American American style, Canadian style.
Canadian or American. But, Chefy, do you like that variation of parmigiana?
No. Sorry, sorry. No. Like, I eat, of course, I'm going to eat it, but, you know, it's not something that I'm going to, you know, I want another one. No, it's not there. I find a little bit too heavy as a dish. You know, when you got your chicken, you got your protein, then after you put so much carbo with the bread, and then you put lots of tomato, and then you put mozzarella cheese, and then you put parmesan cheese. Too much. It's too much. But too, you know, much, it's a classic here in North America. Everybody take it. So everybody have it. And Canadian people love it. You know, so yes. It can change that,
yes.
You know, but you know, if you really want to keep a traditional Italian, you should eat eggplant parmigiana.
Yes,
vegetarian version.
Malanzane, the malanzane
la parmigiana. Yes,
yes, that's traditional parmigiana for Italian people. But yes. Chefy, before we go on, I'm inviting you again to listen to my other podcast, Movie 101 Review, on my fourth season too, and listen to my latest episode. I interviewed the executive producer of the Hope Studios, and they are promoting their new movie, people, this coming April 13, The Hopeful by Kyle Portbury. He's one of the award-winning Emmy director in Australia. He is from Australia. So please do listen, people, The Hopeful by Kyle Portbury, and let's support them this coming April 13. So please do listen. Movie 101 plus my new novel, fantasy novel, entitled... Where is my fantasy novel, Chefy?
Oh, it's still fantasy.
Still fantasy. Yes, it's still fantasy, people. Please do grab a copy of my latest fantasy novel. It's Echoes of the Unseen, Journey Through the Hidden Realms, and available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. So, Chefy, wow. Parmigiana.
Parmigiana.
Yes.
Time for Parmigiano.
Parmigiano and Parmigiano. You know, if
absolutely,
people, if you
are... so the Parmigiano is something that Italian people can't stay away from.
Yes, it's part of their culture.
Yeah, but yes, that's it's a classic. What can I say more than that? You know, and it's not difficult to do. You just need a little bit of patience to deep fry, because take time. That's the only thing. Take time to deep fry the eggplant. It takes lots of time. And, you know, the frying pan, it's, you know, how big you have your frying pan. But, you know, when you slice an eggplant, you know, you can put 3 or 4 max, you know, no more than that. So it takes lots of time when you want to make a big tray of eggplant parmesan. So patient, lots of patience, because at the end, it works waiting for, you know, because it's so good, you know, and making sure you got lots of bread. So you remember last week we talked about focaccia? Make a focaccia do with that. It's going to be a good match, a very good match. You know, focaccia. Dipping the focaccia on the sauce with the eggplant. Oh, my kids love that.
Che buono.
Oh, yes.
It's something that Italian cuisine offer to the world.
Yes.
And we need to try it.
See, we call it in Rome, we call it la scarpetta, you know, with the bread, you know, when you clean up the plate with the tomato sauce, and then we call it a scarpetta.
Carpetta. Wow. Yes. So people, we are encouraging you to try to make parmigiana egg and focaccia together, because the great combination.
Absolutely.
Is something you need gonna to dip at the end of the sauce of the parmigiana. And tips, people, if you're doing the parmigiana, make sure you will remove the excess oil from the eggplant.
Yes.
Because once you bake it and you not remove the excess oil on it, oh, this is like swimming in the pool. Because I do experience that, Chevy. Yeah. When the first time I did parmigiana, and I don't know yet that to remove the excess oil on the eggplant, you need to have tissue or napkins or clothes that to remove that excess oil, especially if you're using olive oil or something else, people. But we are recommending you to use olive oil when you're frying that.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's I love when it's deep fried, because it's got different flavor, completely different flavor. But in case you can eat oil, or, you know, has some problem, you know, you can always bake the eggplant. You don't have to deep fry. For, you know, it works almost the same. It's not the same, but, you know, it works the same, you know.
Yes.
But the result is, let's say, 70% is almost the same.
Yes.
It's missing a little touch of the oil, you know.
Yes. You miss the olive oil taste.
Yes.
I like olive oil, Shafi, putting on risotto or ordinary rice.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it's so good. People, try it. Olive oil plus rice, something else. So, Shafi, in Soto, are you doing parmigiana?
Sometimes we do, for special request. It's take times, of course. We got other things to do too. But, you know, sometimes with the request for a special party, we do it. And sometimes we have on the line if we need it. And it's people request sometimes the parmigiana, you know?
Yes. Yes. So, people, if you're wondering where Chef Alessandro working, please visit him in Soto in downtown Toronto. Where is that exactly, Chefy?
It's 120 Avenue Road. And we have another location, Oakville.
Yes. If you are wondering what does Italian cuisine taste, visit Soto. And say hi to Chef Alessandro.
Yeah, it's a classic Roman cuisine.
Yes. One of the 5-star restaurants in downtown Toronto. People, so please do support Chef Alessandro. Visit him and please do call them, because they are fully booked always. Right, Chef?
Yes. Yes. But when you come, just ask for me. I come and see you. Yes.
They are crazy, crazy fully booked. So please do call them and ask them if you have table to spare. So, or call Chef Alessandro. I'm listening to your podcast.
Don't show me. Don't show me. It's because of the kitchen job. Don't worry.
Yes. So, Chefy, again, another word for to sum up our Parmigiana. What else you can say about it?
It's so good with the focaccia, the Parmigiana, but any kind of bread anyway. It's not just the focaccia. Even baguette, any kind of bread is good, of course. You know,
yes.
Sourdough bread, fantastic. You know, you can make a sandwich with the Parmigiana too. Why not?
Yes.
You can use it as a appetizer. You can use it as a main dish. Not dessert.
Yes. Yes. And people, what we are talking now is included to our book, Food 101, Volume 12, Italian Cuisine. And please do grab a copy, available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. Can you show Chefy the paperback?
Absolutely.
This is the paperback, people. And the hardcover is smaller than that. So we are encouraging you to grab a copy because this empower Italian cuisine.
Yes.
So, Chefy?
Thank you very much again, Daniel. It was such a pleasure. And American people,
see you soon.
Bye-bye.